Hi, this is Andy, and this voicemail message is about how to make a comfortable phone call to somebody on your chicken list. One of the big problems of thinking about phoning somebody on your chicken list is because, by definition, we feel intimidated by somebody, we are concerned to make a direct approach. So what we're going to do is make a non-direct approach. We're going to disguise our approach by having a secondary objective. We're still going to use the inviting formula, which you'll remember now from the previous voicemail messages, but we're going to use it in a slightly different way. Our objective, our secondary objective in this non-direct approach, is to ask for help. And we're going to ask for the person that we're calling to help us by giving us a referral. Now, our actual objective, our disguised objective, is actually to get them to ask what it's all about. Because if they ask what it's all about, then of course we can say, well, it's a visual thing, we can't really do it justice over the phone, but I'd love to get together and show you what it's all about. And somebody's likely to accept. And it would have been a comfortable way to get round to that. So there are three possible outcomes for this non-direct approach phone call. One outcome is that they ask what it's all about and you arrange to get together to give them an overview and have a one-to-one with them. The second outcome is that they actually give you a referral and they think of somebody and give you a name of somebody. The third possible outcome is, of course, that they'd like to help you, but they just can't think at the moment how they could. And so you don't get any direct result, but you've entered the conversation and got out of the conversation without any uncomfortableness because you've asked them for help. They've said, yeah, I would if I could, but I just can't think of anybody at the moment. So it's a very comfortable thing to be able to do. Obviously, the best outcome is to get together with a one-to-one with them. But, you know, getting referrals isn't so bad. And you remember from many of the voicemails I've left how valuable referrals are. So what's the structure of the call going to be? Well, we're going to give them a call and greet them in the normal way. And we're going to qualify them by asking for help. And I'll actually give you the words in a short while, but a key phrase is, so I'm asking everybody I know for help. You don't mind me asking you, do you? I'm asking everybody I know for help, so you don't mind me asking you, do you? You know, most people in the world, certainly everybody that I've ever spoken to, when you ask for help, that's what they want to give you. Apart from psychopaths, people are conditioned to help other people when they ask. And so they'll be delighted to offer you help if they can. Of course, in the equation, people want to give you help, but of course they don't want it to cost them too much. So they'll be guarded, and if it's just that you're looking for somebody, then most people will be delighted to help you. So the qualifying is simply to ask them if they'll help you, and the second stage is to explain how they're going to help you. And then we're simply going to go on to handle any questions, as we would with the normal inviting formula and close to action, if there is an action to close to. And the two actions that we'll possibly be closing to are, the first one is to arrange a one-to-one, or the second one is to actually get the name and phone number from the person that we're talking to. The conversation would go something like this. So we'd call Jim, let's say, and we go through the greeting process, have a little chat, get him to talk freely. I'd get quite quickly to the point in this case. And I'd say, Jim, I don't know if you know, but I'm working with a new company. It's very exciting, growing very rapidly. And I'm actually up for a promotion or an incentive. You can choose which one you say. I'm up for a promotion if I can meet certain targets. And part of that is I need to recruit some people this month for the business because of our rapid expansion plans. So I'm ringing around absolutely everybody I know to ask for help. You don't mind me ringing you and asking for help, do you? And Jim, of course, will say no. And I would then say, that's great, Jim. Jim, who do you know who might be looking for a change in direction, a career move, or an exciting opportunity to make a substantial amount of money? And I'd listen to what he said. And he might say, oh, I can't think of anybody. You could prompt him with a few other questions. He might say, actually, I can think of such and such. He's just been made redundant and he's looking for something to do. Or he might say, well, what's it all about? And if he says, what's it all about? Say, I can't really do it justice over the telephone. It's a visual thing. I've really got to show you what the business is. But if you like, I'd love to drop round and show you what the business is all about and show you what I'm doing, and then we can see if you can help me. And he's likely to say yes to that because he wants to help you. So you can then, closing to action is simply fixing up appointments. Well, I'm around Wednesday or Thursday, which is best for you. Just in the way that we've done with all the previous conversations. The key to this approach is to remember that we've got a non-direct approach, which is disguising our main approach. And the non-direct approach is that we're asking for help, and that help is to point us in the way of a referral or two. And then that can lead on to them asking questions, which gets us right into fixing up a presentation. So I'll just recap on the conversation. Hello, Jim. Greeting, chatter, whatever. I don't know if you know, but the company I'm working with is rapidly expanding at the moment. I'm very excited about it. I'm up for a promotion if I can recruit a certain number of people this month and meet my goals. And I'm asking everybody I know for help. You don't mind me asking you too, do you? And the key to this is saying, I'm asking everybody I know for help. And that makes him feel that he's not being targeted in any way. I'm asking everybody I know for help. You don't mind me asking you, do you? We're looking for people who are at a crossroads in life, maybe looking for a change in career, or maybe simply looking for an opportunity to make a substantial amount of money. Do you know anybody who fits into those categories? And he's going to say, well, I can't think of anybody, or actually, yes, I know Bill Smith, or what's it all about? And that's going to help you to close to action of either getting a referral name or getting together and showing him what it's all about with a one-to-one. I hope you find that useful. It's actually a really simple approach. It's very comfortable. And what I'd recommend you do is get your chicken list out now and start ringing everybody on it using that very approach. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.